Because what I've understood with this business is that my market is very much in Nigeria, but most of it is outside. Because you see the way they value this product. They want it. They just want it. Okay, so I have a few customers right now, just one in every state. But if I'm able to push it, I have trainings that I'm going for, mentorship courses. I also have some funnel classes. So people like this, they already have the wholesale market and okay. They can really hold your hands and show you how to go through it. But that involves money.
Yeah.
So I have to invest in that marketing.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Smart Growth. I'm your expert, Aloysius Sanaganye, founder and co-founder of AK International and Active Boulevard. I'm an entrepreneur, advisor, and advocate for successful business planning. Today's episode is about smart, intentional scaling. We sit down with a brilliant entrepreneur who's making a positive impact here in Lagos. Welcome, Christina.
Hello, Aloysius.
Hey, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So please, before we start, you're going to talk about your business a little bit. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then we can go from where we go from about scaling.
Okay, so Mayenga Bags, which is the name of my business, is something that grew out of a passion. I studied history and international studies in the university, and while I studied history and went on my excursions to Ghana, while I was back in Jos, we came here to Lagos and I went to visit the Badagry Slave Trade Museum. And we went to Elmina Castle in Ghana. And so while you go to all of these places, you see African culture, you see what people used to wear, you see the things that are artifacts, you see a lot of these things. We used to go to museums for excursions. So you could see the rich culture and the heritage that Africans have. So when I came to Lagos and I was just fresh out of university, married, a new mom, hands full. I said, oh, I can't sit back at home. I need to do something. So while I was shopping for my maternity gowns, because I love Ankara. I could wear Ankara all my life, right? I don't even like do designer. If you give me a designer clothes or a Dolce & Gabbana or a Chanel dress or a bag, I like it, but I don't think I would actually carry my money and shop it. I like African. I like Ankara. I like Adire. I like Ashoki. I love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's about identity for me. So it was easy for me to get into this line of business because aside the fact that it's something I love, I wanted to also showcase that African fashion is brilliant. It's more brilliant than the so-called designer clothes. So that was how I came about Mayenga Bags. It was, for me, a way to promote our voice and to say, look, we can also compete with the big people out there. So, yeah, that was it.
That's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
I commend you for seeing a vision, having a vision and stepping into it.
Thank you.
So far, we talked about your story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about where we at.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a few questions now. How many loyal clients or buyers do you currently have?
Loyal.
Those that use the word loyal.
Yeah, so that's the word. Loyal keep coming back no matter what. They're
no
like stuck
what.
To me
yes.
Like glue on paper. Let's say 20.
20, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good. And what is your strategy to kind of attract doubling that?
So storytelling, right, is at the forefront of marketing right now. So one of my strategies is using storytelling on social media and even like just when I go out for all these pop markets and all these flash sales that people do. I don't know if you saw what, I think it was UBA, no, it was EcoBank. They did add Dire. There was like,
yeah, I saw that.
So things like that. Okay. Yeah. But outside that, that is like me on site. But beyond the shores of Nigeria, storytelling on social media is one big one. You see how much rave and how much noise this Ojodo Eba festival.
Amazing. I was there.
Oh my God, you were there?
I was there. I was part of, I was part of the rave and noise.
Oh my God. I really wish I was there. Things like that. So it shows you that people are beginning to accept the Nigerian culture and then love it and celebrate it. Okay. So storytelling and pushing that narrative is one way. Okay. So because most times people, why people don't use our product is because number one, they feel like they're not the right quality.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, so when you pick up a bag and you tell someone that, oh, this is fantastic, this is a fantastic bag, this is very durable, this can carry your laptop, because this is made from raffia.
Okay.
So you can see how strong it is. I've had a bag like this, I've used it for like 3 years plus. Despite the fact that, you know, as long as you maintain it well, this could last you. And the uniqueness of it, you can't walk into a store and get this. There's a monopoly to the market.
Okay.
So all of this, okay, is what actually makes the market stand out. So if you can push that narrative enough for us to want to love our product and buy it and wear it with pride, trust me, I would be all over the place.
All right. So I love the passion you have and the energy that you show for your products and also your company as well.
Thank you.
Saying that, I want to know the business side of it. Like, what is the average revenue per client or sale do you get? So for every client, how much do you get from that individual?
So my clients vary. I have my wholesale clients, mm-hmm. and then I have my retail clients, okay. that just buy one. I also do souvenirs for weddings. So like one of the big, I did a birthday, I had like 100 guests,
mm-hmm.
and I did clutch purses for them.
Okay.
Ashoke clutch purses. So for someone like that, like a big event like that, I could get like, in terms of revenue, not profit. Or are you talking about profit?
Revenue.
Like how much money comes into the business. Yes. Say 400K, 500.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for 100 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
depending on the product that they purchase. Yeah.
And that depends on the season, right? That month to month.
No, because this is Lagos State,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Lagos State are known for Owambe. So there's always something going down. Thing is, you need to know where it's going down and for you to have the right client. If it's a retail client, maybe again, if a person just buys this, one of this, say 25, 30K,
okay.
Right?
Right?
So, and then I also have my international clients as well. I have someone in Australia, I have the UK, I have the US. My major problem with that has to do with logistics.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
Because right. I'm taking how much... About the whole process right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to understand the whole process.
Yeah.
Saying that we went into like how much you get per person.
Per person, yeah.
And now we're talking about how much you can bring per month, like monthly, your business. How much does it bring in monthly?
I'm going to be honest. There's slow months. There's slow months. This business can just maybe get you 100K in a month. On really good months, we could hit like around 300.
300K.
Yeah.
Okay. So finally, this is the final part of the kind of structuring the plan. Kind of giving a growth plan that you have to double the revenue for the next year.
Growth plan have to double the revenue for the next year.
Yeah, what do you have in place right now?
Well, like I said, I've not really explored, number one, social media sponsored art.
Because
what I've understood with this business is that my market is very much in Nigeria, but most of it is outside. Because you see the way they value this product. They want it. They just want it. Okay, so I have a few customers right now. Just one in every state, but if I'm able to push it, I have trainings that I'm going for, mentorship courses. I also have some funnel classes. So people like this, they already have the wholesale market and they can really hold your hands and show you how to go through it. But that involves money.
Yeah.
So I have to invest in that marketing. That is what I plan to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because hearing what you do and how you do it, I really want to get into the structure operations of your company. Because I think the way you structure your company operation-wise can help you scale up or even hurt you. And a lot of people tend to be a one-person army. Everything they do, start to finish. And I think there's a tendency, especially when you start up, it's a needed thing, but to grow, you need to start to expand the people that are involved. What I hear is that you are the one who's going to do all these events or all these trainings. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So before you do that, I always advise, you know, to be the jack of all trade is great. I think I am a jack of all trade, but and always a master of none. But also, I understand we go further. But it's always good to people to have that masters of that one. I don't know your situation, all right? So I'm thinking about how do we scale you up without really diving where you are, spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money.
Yeah.
But we kind of understand time is also money.
Time is money.
The way the time you spend to learn these skills will take you away from your company. And this is where I tell you, let's focus in on trying to get some numbers now, right? So you're telling me your biggest opportunity right now to get mass sales are events.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Events, pop-up. Exhibitions.
Exhibitions. And also the way of marketing is what? Through social media.
Social media, yeah.
So you talked about experiences, right? So events are part of your experience.
Yes.
Events are part. I think you can mix that, be an added value to your company while you're building your marketing campaign. I think you can market your campaigns, events, those things. So now when you go to an event, you can highlight the expression of the bags and the people when they get it. And whoever's doing your video, like we talked about, the festival in Ogun State.
Yeah.
They did a great job marketing
that festival.
That festival.
Yeah.
The feeling of being in a horseback. That was the whole idea about it. A lot of people thought about the clothes, but the horseback and the clothes.
The riders.
And the riders and the clothes and the glasses. That was part of the whole event.
Yeah.
But well, when you go to do these events, let's focus in your purses, how it makes it feel, how they can put the money into the purse and secure their bag. Excuse me if I'm being slow. But I think marketing campaign has to be catered so it leads you not just for the sales, but it leads you on. A way I tell a lot of the entrepreneurs is create a system. But in order for you to create a system, a series of processes. So your first process would be, how do I make sale? How do I create the bag itself? That's the manufacturing process.
Yeah.
Next process is the marketing process. And the last part is the sales process. That's how we get to a business. So for me, I think you should sit down, say, okay, let's have one process to lead to this type of sales. So if it's gonna be events, this is what we do for every event. So it can move to the next event.
Okay.
So you can move to the next event. So I'll give you an example. How you onboard a new client should be, if you have 100 guests, your goal is to get 1 to 2 people out of that event to go to the next event or to be a word of mouth. So when you go to these events and you just give your bags and you run away. No, let's take advantage of it, being in that event. Bring your people in there, ask that person to be part of the event somehow. I don't know if you want to donate part of the proceeds, maybe I can donate somebody to take pictures and add that purse to their portfolio, right?
Yeah.
For part of their social media, okay? Like a wedding.
Yeah.
So now that purse itself becomes not just a gift, but an experience. So add that in.
Hmm.
But that should also lead into trying to find out how many people are interested in it, and you can find through the guest list, and you can get more information. I'm always about information gathering.
Data.
All right, data. So that's also another thing. How much sales you have to those events. And the next is, I don't know, you want to go away. I think focusing more what's around you.
Okay.
Because you're going to spend a lot of money trying to get one or two clients, let's say in the U.S., how many bags are they going to buy?
Yeah.
How many bags are they buying? So those one or two bags, are they worth the amount of money you're going to spend to get that?
Mm.
But I know people are coming here, people are going to events, they want to be part of it. By highlighting these events, I think it will draw them in.
Mm-hmm.
Like myself, I went to the festival because they draw and focus them on that.
Yeah.
All right. So I think getting the outliners are great, but I don't think that should be a focus.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The next thing is the stories behind the bags. Who makes them?
Mm. Okay, I have producers.
Are they individual producers?
No, well, just local artifact people that are into art.
Fine.
Yeah.
And I think they are part of the storytelling as well.
They are very big part of it.
I think that can also highlight some of the people coming in and being part of it now. I don't advise you telling everybody where you get your supplies from.
No.
But I tell you, part of the story, part of the, find a way to interact them when the storytelling as you go along. Create that whole storytelling atmosphere with your company, because I think that's a strong point.
Yeah.
But I also think that your focus in should be more in around you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, before you start looking outside.
Okay.
Do you have anybody you can think to partner in to do some of the marketing, to some of the advertisement, or are you the one that does everything?
Well, I do most of it, but not that, you know, because now that we're talking about it, I could really sit down and create a list of people that I can work with, that I can work with. Yes, I can.
And I tell you, don't be afraid to go to universities.
Okay.
There are individuals in universities that are looking to do something and to grow and learn from.
Okay.
So while you're learning to do this, they're learning, and you guys and you people can grow together.
Yeah.
The young people are very talented in Nigeria. They are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to tap into that system. Plus wise, they could be part of their studies, and you can, costs will be low. So that could be an idea as well.
I had a call just recently, last week, someone who owns an NGO and does skill acquisition that wants to go into bag making. She's in Canada right now doing a course. She said immediately she comes back into Nigeria, we should sit.
You should sit.
Yeah.
So those kind of partnerships can help as well, all right?
Yeah.
So just want to let you know, growth sometimes is not just looking outwards, we're looking more inwards, okay? Do you have any questions or that you may have?
Okay, yeah. So my question is, you know, in terms of seeking funds for expansion,
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of banks, other organizations that have reached out to, oh, I a small business, oh, want to invest in your business, we want to. So I've applied for a few. I've applied for the Tony Elumelu grant like once or twice, but I didn't get it.
But you keep on.
I keep applying.
Keep applying. Sooner or later, somebody's going to recognize you.
Yes.
You know what? She's been here for 4 or 5 times.
I keep applying.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, things like that. What would you advise me to do to stand out? And then if I was not even going to go through Tony Elumelu, let's say I was approaching, is it even a good idea to do that? What do I need to have in place to know if my business is ready for a loan?
Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful question. So first of all, I tell you, get your numbers right.
Okay.
If you want to get your numbers right, loans are determined by how you can pay for it back.
Mm.
So if you don't know what you are doing now, you don't know where you're going to go.
Mm.
So I advise you to kind of get like your numbers straight down. How many bags or how many items are you selling currently?
Mm.
And then that will tell you if you want a 20% more increase or 30% more increase in your sales. That means you can pay for that much to pay back.
Mm.
I always tell people, if you do any loans, try to find people around you to take personal loans. It's easier than going to the bank. We call them angel investors. And angel investors are people who believe in your vision and understands where you're going. And they will invest in you. They are usually one or two people. You're not going to get a lot. But those people will help you push it to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you tell them about angel investors, your previous sales, you give them that. You say, this is what I'm doing. This is my focus. And then you, what we call this, called a business sale plan. You come up with a business sale plan, then you can do it. The biggest aspects about what you're doing is trying to get your in-house in order.
Mm.
So when those angel investors are coming, you have your numbers, you have everything together, right?
Okay.
My thing for you is trying to expand and tighten up your operations.
Yeah, okay.
And before you're looking for money outside. Mm. Because when money, when people give money, they expect it back.
Yeah, true.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Is there any questions, comments, or statements you have?
No, I think that was it. That was the big question on my mind, because Mangabags is going to be, I started 2023, so 2025 is going to be 2 years.
Which is good.
By September. And I've just been, you know, looking to see, okay, what can I do to, I have a lot of competitors. I see them and I see how much they've grown. I know someone who's been in business for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing really well.
Yeah, I mean,
I reached out to her even for mentorship, but you know, just because we're competitors, she's a bit sluggish, but I understand that. So, but I've just been asking myself, okay, so what's the next step, Christine? What's the next step? What do you need to do to level up? What are you missing? What do you need to do? You have a great product. You have a great story. Why are you not getting as much attention as you need to get? So I think I just need to, you know, do my assignment and tidy up, and then I'll just take it from there.
Yeah, I think once you get your numbers together and get your in-house, it'll be easier to make the next decision.
Okay.
I always tell people, part of the business is always assessing, reassessing, evaluating, reevaluating within the number system.
Okay.
Try to expand on your operations. I'm talking about human capital operation.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Because if you're the only person, business can't just go as far as you can.
Mm.
When you're sleeping, that means the business is sleeping.
Okay? True, that's true.
All right.
I will. Right. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
No, that's my pleasure. Part of growth sometimes isn't about what's outside. It's trying to grow inside. Things that people don't see. I always say in businesses, the secret sauce is always held in the vault that's inside the building. So create your secret sauce inside your building. So when you do decide to step out the building, people see the growth automatically. It takes time. It really does. 2 years is just the start of a business adventure. And within the next 1-6 months, it can turn into something that lasts a lifetime. Growth is slow, but also it's sustainable. It's long. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Coming.
It was such a pleasure. I had so much fun.
My pleasure.